Well, good evening. Fingers crossed we are recording and going live. That is this familiar
what,
sound.
What, only kidding, Jim. I can hear you, James, loud and clear. We've had some technical difficulties this evening, but I think we're all good.
Fingers crossed. So far so good. Yeah, my tea's nearly gone cold, but it's fine. But that was a familiar sound of Jim and Dave, hashtag Bants. It's maybe not so familiar anymore.
No, unfamiliar. It's been a long, long, long time since we've done one. I don't even know what episode we're on.
This is episode. Do you know I did look? Now I'm not sure. Yes. Well, I'll put it this way: I've started to put it down as episode 10. I think it is. Yes, I think it's at episode 10. And episode 9 was actually called "Back from the Abyss" because it had been a while since we did that. 19th of March.
Really, it's a long, long time ago. Is this like further back from the abyss? We'll call this one a bit further back.
Well, I think it must be, but 19th of March, that's really bad.
But they keep them wanting anyway. More. Keep them wanting, Jim.
Yes. Yes, so there's been loads happening. It's been your birthday. You've had a birthday?
I did yesterday, in fact. Yesterday was my birthday. I became old. I did. I wasn't old before that, and then I came old yesterday.
What else has happened?
Young.
Move on. Stop fishing for birthday comments. What else has happened? I've had the lurgy a couple of times, I think. I've still got the cough.
Yeah, you have, yeah.
Cough. Yeah.
You've given me the lurgy. We've done not a lot, really. Well, do you know what I have done? I've still got a bit of paperwork since the last time we've done it. And it says, since we've done last... The last one before that was the 8th of Feb, and it says, things to talk about, snowed. That's how long ago. It says snowed on there.
It says, right, okay.
It says snowed, and not only that, it says brought weights, used them twice. I've probably used them three times now since I bought them. Yeah.
Brilliant.
That was on there. Yes.
Excellent. We won't talk about football, but football has happened, hasn't it?
We won't talk about Leicester's relegation, Forest staying in the Premiership or anything like that at all. We won't mention it. No, because there's not many Leicester fans that listen, or Forest fans. They're probably over there in America and or all the rest over the world. They don't care about the Premiership or anything like that. Because obviously you don't anymore.
You're right. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I don't care about Premiership anymore. Who cares? Tin pot. League, whatever we've got. Words have just failed me. It's been a long time coming. So you'd think we'd have so much to talk about because it's been so long, but we haven't. I've got a few bits to talk about.
Yeah, tidbits here and there. Obviously got our stable of biscuit corner. We've got that coming up later
now.
On.
However, there is a bonus to the biscuit corner this week because it is a double biscuit corner. But more on that later.
Yes.
Double
more
feature.
More on that later. Yes.
Double feature. So I don't know what's been happening. I'll tell you what I have not told you, Dave. You know how you keep going, we need to get fit, we need to get thin, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah.
I'll be thin when I'm in heaven, that's all I keep thinking. But obviously, you've got your glass ankles, so you're struggling with your ankles. Oh, I've got my dodgy knees. I was trying to come up with something that is good for fitness.
Yes.
That's not going to hurt my knee.
Okay, and what did you come up with?
Well, you're on TikTok. When you were scrolling through your TikToks, did you come across those hula hoops?
Can't recall. What are they?
So it's like you put a thing around your waist and it's got a weight, a string and a weight on the end, and it feeds into the thing that's around your waist and you spin it round like a hula hoop, but just spinning a weighted. So you've not seen these?
I have seen them, but moons ago.
You have, yes. So I bought one, and I've got one, and I've been using it. I've been using it. I've used it a couple of times in the last 3 weeks.
Yes.
No, I probably used it three times in the last four times in the last 3 weeks. So not as regular as I need to be. But yeah, so I've been having a go at that, Dave.
Have you? So what are the results? Have you got like a six pack or?
No, the results are, it is hard work. It does make you sweat, even though you're just literally just a... Just that kind of motion, yeah. Look at
is it back and forth or side to side or?
No, it's more of a. I kind of go over more of a diagonal to diagonal, which I don't know why. And it's I can only propel it going forwards. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's not a circular, but you kind of have to wait to get to a certain point, and then I propel it. To go round.
Thrust it round. Okay. Yeah.
So it's sort of like a thrust, and I can only thrust it going forwards. I can't thrust it going backwards or sideways.
Okay. So what side?
So it's kind of forwards and to the left a little bit.
You're going to have a really strong
side. My strongest side is, I swing it back to front, right to left.
There you go.
So it's a thrust diagonally that way. Yes. And all I could say is, it just keeps hitting me in the knackers. And it's really quite painful. So obviously, it only goes for certain. The first three goes, I would say I could not do it at all, and it was crap, and it just kept hitting me in the knackers because I wasn't propelling. And then by the fourth go, I was finally getting it. But what I'm doing now is because I'm like, I need a get out of breath doing it. I need a break.
Yeah.
So I stop. But then I don't stop at the right moment or put my hand in the way, and it still hits me in the knackers. So I'm not benefiting from this. The only thing is, I'm just getting really sore knackers. Next time you round,
yes,
I'm going to let you have a go.
Oh, well, I look forward to it. I did see them. Is it like a little train track or something?
So, say that again. Sorry, I missed you. Yeah, you had cut off, but we'll carry on. Yeah. We'll carry on, internet provided. We'll carry on. Go on, what are you saying?
I've said like a little like train track type effort around your belly.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, so it's got like a, it's a big thing, and I have it quite high because the thing is, if you have it, I don't have it quite tight. I kind of have to have it quite tight. You have to have it tight because if it's too saggy, it won't go through the tracks. Anyway.
Okay, fair enough.
So it just spins round, and now I'm to the point where I need it. It's going where I need a break, but it's not particularly quick. But I'm blowing a little bit, and I stop, and then it just hits me in the balls, and then I have to stop and stop.
So what do these retail at, James?
Oh, I can't remember. I didn't go for the pro one because the pro one didn't go around my belly.
Because did you have to buy two?
No. Sod. I didn't buy two, but I did buy extra links. Okay. Yeah. So I bought it and it went on, but I don't know what it was. It wasn't right. It didn't fit right. I think it was too high. Yes, I think it was too high. So it was more of a chest.
Oh, yeah. So it wasn't around your hips.
No, it was not first, but then you can buy extra links. I bought extra links further down. So now I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Slow progress.
I'm very impressed. You're doing something.
I haven't done it for a week, but I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. After I've had all these biscuits that we've got.
Yeah, so you got a day off tomorrow then, did you? We haven't spoken, but...
I have a day off tomorrow and a day off Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. That's all right, isn't it? Winner for you.
It's hard work at the minute, so it's a nice little rest. Sorry, something just caught my eye. Some little animal has just ran past me past the conservatory door.
Really? That's not good. It could be anything, Colville, couldn't it, to be fair?
It was a rodent shape, but it wasn't particularly big.
Was it not?
Hopefully it's Danger Mouse or something.
Could well be something like that. Could be anything, Colville James, you know what I mean?
Yes, anything. So, there's my thing. So, next time you come round, I haven't told you this because I've had it about 3 weeks, but I've seen you quite a lot over the last few weeks. So I purposely haven't told you because I want you to try it.
See, that's going to be like, you let me try it before you've tried it, knowing that I'll probably fail miserably is what's going to happen.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. That makes sense.
So that's my little fitness thing. Yours, you've been to the hospital, haven't you, Dave? You've been to see a man about your feet.
Yeah, my feet.
About your funky feet.
No, there's nothing wrong with my funky feet. They don't smell. They're quite fragrant. But due to breakage of the ankles, well, they smell a little bit. But, yeah, so they've said that because of my glass ankles, I broke both of them back in the day.
Yeah.
One of them rolls in because of my tendons, which makes your other foot roll out. So I walk like a special person.
Yeah.
So I need special shoes.
You know, the officer can say that means you're going to get whether you wear them big, thick orthopedic shoes now with a Velcro strap across the top.
Velcro? No, they're just going to put some heel. You know, like in yours, you have some heel things. Heel, what they're called?
Just heel lifters.
Yeah, heel lifters or something. But one to do my instep, one to do my outside of the other one.
So you walk like that.
So I walk properly now. While they're walking like that, apparently, because you said my hips are a little bit out. My hips are a bit out. And I'm like, well, I hadn't noticed. I ain't noticed. I'm walking like a bit of a crazy person.
I've got one foot longer than the other, though, haven't I? Only by about half an inch,
Is it leg or foot?
Oh, yeah, of course it would be leg. Of course it would.
Otherwise, you've got a foot going on just like that, and then like that, by two size shoes.
One clam foot, one normal foot.
What size shoes are you, sir? 11 and a 12. Which one? Both. <Sorry. laughs>
Yeah, you know what I meant.
Yes.
Yeah. So what else have we got to... I tell you, I've got a funny story for you as well.
Go on.
So, did I tell you that we had... So, I've had a new car since this last podcast. I think I might have done.
Apartment French. Load of new things since then.
Language. So, yes, we've had a new car since the last podcast, which has been chaotic because we weren't sure we was getting it. No, it might have been. It might have been just after, because it was March, wasn't it? So that was February, I think, we had in the new car. And can you remember when we were in the car together? And like I said to you, it's making a funny noise.
Yes,
that when was braking, and it kind of, as you're braking, the motion of the car goes forward, it made a metal clanging sound. We thought, oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
And we thought something underneath the car had broke or come off and was rocking. So we had it booked in. And I thought to myself, right, the 2 days before it was due to be booked in, I thought, right, I'm just going to check, final check over the car. And I found what the problem was.
What was it?
Have a guess. Because you heard the noise, didn't you? It was quite a noisy metal clanging of, yeah. So I thought it was like exhaust or something like that.
I literally have no clue.
I'll tell you what it was. It was two cans of Coke under the driver's seat that was rolling around.
Was it? You absolute fool.
Well, it turns out under the driver's seat, there's like a storage area that all four, it goes down like that, like four sides. So you can put stuff in it and it won't come rolling out. There's no lid or anything. And I put my hand right under just to have a feel. I thought, what's that? Two cans of Coke. So they were obviously just rolling around. These are breaking. They were rolling and banging each other.
You twat.
Imagine if I'd have took that into the garage.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, the customer reported metal clanging when braking. And they start taking it all apart underneath. Oh, two cans of Coke. Pop.
You absolute div. Mate.
So thankfully I sorted that out.
Mate, you're some kind of engineer, mechanic. Well done.
Yeah, I found cans of pop that were lying around. Right, so we mentioned earlier on, didn't we, about the biscuit corner. We've got two biscuits.
And
there is a story behind this, but let's quickly play the jingle, shall we?
Yeah.
Missed that little jingle in video, mainly because when I hear that noise, it means we're going to get biscuits.
It does, yeah.
So the story is, basically, you bought a pack of biscuits 3 weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
now,
no, it's longer than intention... No, you did 2 weeks ago. It was about a month ago.
Yes,
it was a month ago,
okay, so you bought two packets of biscuits with the intention of doing the podcast. And you being you, you've ate the biscuits.
Well, to be fair, you just
I haven't
pulling your finger out
I haven't. And the kids saw them. The kids even said to me, Dad, what are these biscuits? Can we have them? And I went, no, they're for the podcast.
You know, I even bought replacement ones for a different flavour of them.
But and you get them as well.
At them as well, yeah. To be fair, they were
you've
awful.
You've got a problem, you have, young man. You've got a problem. So anyway, so this week's... we've got two, because it's been so long.
Yeah.
And I've been on my hula hoop. We're going to have two lots of biscuits. Yeah. And we went shopping today, didn't we, Dave? We were shopping together. It was like
we did go shopping together, yeah.
People are going to probably wonder why we saw each other physically in the flesh earlier today, but we're still doing this at each other's houses. It just makes no sense. but there you go. We just don't carry
the stuff around. To be fair, though, I've got the mic here at my house. You've got the mic at your house.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We don't carry stuff around. So, the two big skits this week, this is the one that I picked. It is a packet of Oreos twists, right? So it's a packet of Oreos with a vanilla and raspberry flavour twist in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Where so they're my choice. And your choice, David, were?
Elizabeth Shaw and their milk chocolate salted caramel biscuits.
You went for the posh ones, and that's what they look like. They look like chocolatey covered thing.
They're only 30p more than yours. Thank you very much, James.
Yeah, I know, but I bet you probably get a lot more. Probably get a lot more in mine.
I think you do.
Yeah, so Sainsbury's saw us coming today when we were wandering around. So, I reckon we're about at intermission time. So, are you gonna have a quick half of each biscuit?
I will do, yes.
All right, then. All right, let's go into intermission. We'll have a nibble. And we'll review these biscuits and when we come back. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Welcome to intermission. Yeah, intermission.
Still chewing away. Two very different biscuits there, Dave.
Two very indeed. I would like you very to report biscuits. On biscuits and give them a score out of 5.
Me?
Yeah. Okay.
So we'll do me Oreos with raspberry and vanilla filling. Tasted very much like, reminded me of raspberry ripple ice cream.
Yeah.
In the middle, slapped by two chocolate biscuits. Very nice. Different, quite sweet though. I don't think I could eat a whole packet. I probably could, to be fair. But they are quite sweet, so I'm going to give them, because they're quite sweet, I'm going to give them a 3 out of 5.
Okay, fair enough.
Right, this chocolate thing, what was this thing you bought, what was it again?
It was a Elizabeth Shaw milk chocolate salted caramel.
Has it got a biscuit in it though?
Yeah, biscuits at the bottom, Jim. You can see the biscuit at the bottom, James.
So it's basically a biscuit with a bit of caramel on top. I actually quite like that, but that's my cup of tea, that is.
It is.
Sweet caramel, very thin layer of biscuit, not too big a biscuit. And by the size of the packet, there's probably not many in it, so you could probably eat quite a few of them. What do you reckon?
See, that by far, I'll say that probably hits the nail on the head as the best biscuit for me so far in all.
Ever
so far, yeah. Through this, you know what? Biscuit corner.
I think you're probably right.
They are amazing, aren't they?
I think you'd probably be right. Right. So that's got to be a 5.
I'm going to give it a 5.
Got to be a 5.
Whereas that one, your Oreo. I like my Oreos. Give me my standard Oreo. I'll be okay with that. Like you said, it's a little bit too sweet for me. I could probably manage. In fact, I only managed half. I don't think I could manage 2 or 3 of those. So on a plus point, my manager will have some biscuits tomorrow because I won't eat those. But I'd only give that 1.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm tough, you see.
Right, so far, best biscuits ever from Sainsbury's, where we got them from. They might, other retailers might do them. What are they again, Dave? Elizabeth, I'm asking you because you got the packet.
They are Elizabeth Shaw milk chocolate salted caramel biscuits.
Get them up to the camera then, let's have a look.
Ooh.
They're the ones. Excellent. Yeah. Right, there's your double bubble for your biscuit corner fans. And I know there's one out there. There's your double bubble biscuit corner for another podcast. Cool. I need a drink now, though.
Yeah, you need a bit claggy. You're a bit clagged up. You are, aren't you?
Do you like my R2-D2 mug?
I like that, yeah.
It's good, though, isn't it? I like that, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm using one of the what's it, you see. And then went for a beer festival in Nottingham.
Yes.
That's 2018. Because you, my friend, have bought me one for 2023.
We're going again.
Going again in Nottingham. Is it the cricket?
It's at the cricket round. Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently, I'm not 100% sure, but I think because I've bought tickets for that, think we get a free ticket to the Nottingham County Cricket Sunday game in August, I think, for free.
Do we? That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure we do. I'm sure I saw it on the email.
Another drinking session in Nottingham. Winner.
On a Sunday. Why not?
Yeah. Book it off. Just book the Monday off. We'll be fine.
Yeah. Got spare days. Might as well. So, we're off to the beer festival again today. Our friend David's coming. And hopefully our other friend Jason's coming. I need to send him a message, actually, tell him I got the date wrong. Because I thought the date was the 23rd when I was arranging, and I got the wrong date.
Ooh. Well, we did go out, didn't we, on Friday night? Do you remember? Went out with Friday with Dave and with Jason.
Typical, usual thing. Yes.
Yes. Went out and about. I had a bit of a delay there, so I didn't hear a word you were saying. Yeah. I didn't have a clue what you said, to be fair, so I just nodded.
Carry on.
And went, yes, I'm talking. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. All right, fair enough, that's all right. So we went out around Coville, didn't we? Went for a nice curry. Then for some beers. And then we went out for some more beers and some shots and more beers. And then went to some really odd places that we should never go to again.
Yes, they were. Some really random places in Colville where we went for a drink, and we had no right being there purely because we had far too many teeth.
We do.
Only people with less teeth go in there, places like that.
Yeah, we looked well out of place, didn't we? And we felt out of place. It was like, I'm not middle class by a long shot, but I felt middle class. Are you with me, Jim? Yeah. I felt like I've got a job. I've got a house. I shouldn't be in here. Well, I'm stereotypical, but you know what I mean? I didn't like it. I felt like we're intruding on people's area.
We haven't said where these places are, have we?
No.
No, let's not.
No, let's not.
Let's not. There was just two places in Colville that were just... Jesus. In fact, there's only about four pubs in Culver that are open, maybe five. So it's not,
not
be
many.
To...
There ain't many.
No, it's not going to be hard. Not going to be hard at all. But, I've got one more thing I want to tell you.
Go on, tell me now.
I started to mention it to you, but I think we had the internet buffering in it and it buggered us up. And you started talking about something else. Because we started talking about me having the wrong day.
Okay, I didn't hear that bit. Go on.
I was... right in the doghouse on Saturday. So, as you know, I'm a cricket umpire, which started the season off. And so, Saturday, I was out from 12 o'clock all the way. Didn't get home till 7:30, something like that. I can't remember. Now, we bought tickets for Isabel to go and see this woman called Carrie Hope Fletcher for Christmas present. And it's tomorrow night. But for some reason, I don't know why, I put it on the calendar for Saturday. So Isabel had arranged to take one of her friends, and we're going to pick her up on Saturday. Well, on Saturday, and it was all ready to go. And then we came off. I think it was about half six. I think it was. We finished a bit early. So I got back to the phone to 15 missed calls, really nasty text messages from the wife, calling me names. Basically, what had happened is it had got to half five. Yeah. She was going to pick a friend up at six. She couldn't find the tickets. And to be fair, the tickets were in where exactly where they were. So she was obviously being a dumbass and couldn't find them anyway. But she started freaking out.
Yeah.
So she started freaking out because she couldn't find the tickets. She couldn't get hold of me because they were trying to ring me, find out where I'd put the tickets. And then they Googled or looked at where she was, because Izzy couldn't even remember, like a stupid idiot. She can't even remember where the show was. Yeah. It's at De Montfort Hall. So they Googled it, and she was playing in Newcastle Saturday night.
Yeah.
So... hence even more phone calls. Jim, where are you? Fucking this, fucking that. Yeah. And I'm, then Izzy sent me a message going, I meant to be picking, I can't remember her name up, 6 o'clock. It's not even on tonight, you dickhead. I started listening, I was in the changing rooms, listening to all these messages, and then reading these texts, thinking, oh, shit. So, just to make matters worse, so because Isabel planned it with a mate for Saturday, her mate now can't go tomorrow night.
Yeah.
She probably ended up going on her own or with a mum. I did come home, small victory. I did come home and go, there's the tickets, you knobhead. They're there, exactly where I said they were. And if you found them, it would have been solved a lot earlier. Yeah, but that's not the point. You put it on the calendar. Oh, all right, shoot me. I put it on the calendar the wrong day.
Yeah.
But you would not believe, mate. Do you know what? I'm going to have a quick look. Let's get specific figures.
Go on.
18 missed calls. Right?
Yeah.
And messages. Oh, God, I daren't.
Just to pick a few out.
Yeah, 9. So it's not too bad.
Yeah.
Where are the effing tickets? Call ASAP, urgent.
Yeah.
FFS. And they're right at the end. Oh, why have you agreed to go umpiring if you said you were taking her? What's going on? All this sort of stuff. And then I put one here going, it's Tuesday, you knobhead. The very last one, it's Tuesday.
She put that, or you put that?
She put that. She put it in. The very last one. She's obviously got to the point where she's Googled it, saw that it was Tuesday, and realised, the panic is over. There is no panic because it's not actually on.
Your spoon, what you like.
I just put it on the wrong day. People make mistakes.
They do make mistakes. That's funny.
So that was fun.
Imagine that. Obviously, that's ruined a mate's evening, Isabel's evening. Just ruined everything.
Yeah, and obviously, I mean, they're stressed enough as it is that the girls are, because they're all doing their A levels and stuff anyway. So, and I think I can't remember the friend's name she's about taking. She wants to go, but she's got an exam Wednesday morning, so she might not be able to. So, which is fair enough. Exams take priority. It's fair enough.
Who is it? Is she some kind of woman? Talk about woman things like pans and stuff.
No, she's a West End star, but do you know she's Tom Fletcher from McFly's sister.
Okay.
She's a mega West End star.
Oh, fair enough. No idea.
No, I don't know. She's obviously Isabel's into all that stuff, isn't she? So.
So you can go with her tomorrow night as a present for you to say sorry.
No thanks.
So I'll send her a message and say Jim wants to go.
No.
Yeah, no. He's really sorry. For what?
No, I don't want to.
You don't want to?
Thanks, but no.
No.
Right, so we are coming up to the half hour.
Yes.
I have got another story for you, but to be fair, that can wait.
Oh, I've only got two shout-outs, Dave and Dom, who made Dave a comment after, who we put on earlier on our
Don.
Facebook. Don, is it? Oh, it does say Don. Don, yeah, it's Don.
It does. Yeah, well, it's the Don. It's his real name's Michael.
Is it Michael? Well, Michael said,
"Yes,
me please." And then Dave made a comment as well.
I think I saw that. Hasn't he had an audit or something? I think he might have had an audit today. Oh no, there's another one there. Hold on. Charlie, good old Charles, he wants to shout
Charles
out as well.
Charles.
Good job I'm refreshing as we're going along, isn't it? So,
it is, isn't it, really? To be fair, though, he should be buying the biscuits, shouldn't he, to be honest? I thought that was his job. We certainly wouldn't have this palaver, would we?
Yeah, we wouldn't have the issue of us buying too many, that's for sure. But no, I think Mr. Corns, I think I read somewhere on Facebook that he was having to go through an audit or something at work, bless him. So
that's always fun. Always fun.
And by the way, if you do know me personally on Facebook, anybody that's listening, please go to my profile on Facebook and see a photo of Dave after he fell over when we played foot golf today. So that made me laugh. So far, Dave, I'm up to 19. Actually, I was going to say 19 likes, but no, do you know what? There's only 2 likes. Sorry, there's only 4 likes, and there's 15 people laughing at you. So
To be fair, I did hurt my ankles doing that. I don't need any help with the pain, do I?
Yeah, Daniel did say it. Put on there, is it asking how the ankle is?
Oh, yeah, it's hurting like a beast. To be fair. Nothing that some Elizabeth Shaw milk chocolate sorted caramel biscuits won't sort out, that's for sure.
So are you going to share those biscuits with your boss at work? That even the nice ones? No, or are you just going to give him the crap ones?
I'll give him the crap ones, obviously. I don't ever give him the good ones, only the ones that I don't like. So there's been plenty that I've took in. I'm like, yeah, I don't like them. He can have those. He's like he's very much like you. He kind of eats out, to be fair.
Good.
Yeah.
What do you mean eat out? I don't only eat out once a week, sometimes twice.
Out, anything.
Oh, out. I thought you meant like going out for food. I was going to say.
Eats anything, man.
Oh dear. So anyway, what were those biscuits like that you had that I haven't had yet, still in the cupboard?
Well, to be fair, they're quite nice. They're kind of like a digestive-y outside-y kind of case. Got a little bit of cream filling and a nice chocolatey top. Chocolatey kind of cream top, and it's quite nice. I went for the strawberry one as well, because I had that. Well, to be fair, I had half of one. They were awful. They were sweeter than those.
Were they?
Yeah, and then this fat lad at work called Adam had all of them.
You can't say that, can you?
I can, because he won't listen. He don't listen to stuff like that. So, yeah, big fat lad called Adam had them all. I said, here you go, you might want to take them to your kids because they're really, really sweet. He had one. He goes, they are really sweet. I came in the next day and the wrapper was in the bin. So I'm guessing he had all of them.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Right, okay, well, I'm going to go because I want
don't
some...
Talk to me anymore.
No, I'm bored of you. Yeah. I want to eat these biscuits.
Yes.
And I think I've probably got to pick Izzy up from a rehearsal at some point.
Yeah, so, you probably have. I'm going to sit and watch some television for a bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You watch that dwarf porn that you normally watch?
No, completed it.
There is no more. We need to make more. Can you not audition yourself?
No, not really. See, you prefer the nugget porn, don't you, to be fair?
What? I don't know what that is.
Google it. You'll go, oh, yeah, it's on your favourites anyway. I'm sure it is.
What? No, what do I need to... No, I don't think I want to Google it.
Don't.
What is it?
Don't.
But I don't know what it is. What is it?
Just leave it.
Will I get, like, Urban Dictionary come up?
No. But let's just carry on.
It's brought up nutritional... values of chicken nugget. It really has. It really has.
That goes to show what you order and talk about all the time. Rather bringing up hardcore porn, it's brought up chicken nuggets. Oh, dear.
It has. Anyway, all right then.
Well, I'm going back to my biscuits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you enjoy your biscuits, I'm going to have some more biscuits and read up more about chicken nuggets. So, listen, nice to be back. I hope you haven't missed us too much.
No. We won't put a date on the next one.
We can't cope with the pressure, can we, Dave?
We can't, no. One every 3 months is about as much as you're going
to
get, I reckon.
What we need is for somebody to start paying us to do this, and then we will do it.
Yeah.
We will make time for it.
We will do. Job.
While we're just sitting here for no, and to be fair, the 10 people that listen, they're never going to pay us any money unless we start a crowdfunding.
Yeah, crowdfunding.
Or Patreon.
Yeah.
Thing.
We'll have crowdfunding to shut us up. That's what it will be.
Yeah, that's true. Shut them knobheads down. Okay, listen. So anyway, yeah, apologies, it's been so long. We might be back again. No, we will be back soon, but
we will be, yes.
I have no idea when. So yeah, whatever you're up to this week, have a lovely week. Stay safe, everybody. I've been Jim.
I've been Dave.
And you've been lovely with it as well, Dave. So,
thank you very much.
Thank you. Shame about your top you're wearing, but we're not talking about that. No. Lovely. Have a speak to you soon. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye then.
Bye-bye.
See you then. Bye. Goodbye, mate.